Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 277 for April 2nd, and we're going to start off in 1792 when the Coinage Act is passed by Congress, establishing the United States Mint. And then in 1800, Beethoven leads the premiere of his first symphony in Vienna. And finally, in 1917, President Woodrow Wilson asked the U.S. Congress for a declaration of war on Germany. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 2nd, 1792, Congress passed the Coinage Act, also known as the Mint Act, which established the United States Mint and laid the foundation for the national currency. This significant piece of legislation marked the beginning of formalized coin production in the United States, enabling the young nation to mint its own coins and thus asserting its sovereignty and independence in financial matters. Prior to this, foreign coins were widely circulated within the U.S. The establishment of the mint was largely influenced by the ideas of Alexander Hamilton, the first Secretary of the Treasury. Hamilton advocated for a national currency to stabilize and unify the economy, as outlined in his report on the establishment of a mint. The Coinage Act specified the denominations of coins to be minted, including gold coins, eagles, half eagles, and quarter eagles, silver coins, which were dollars, half dollars, quarter dollars, dimes, and half dimes, and copper coins, cents and half cents. It established the dollar as the standard unit of money in the United States. On April 2nd, 1800, Ludwig van Beethoven marked a significant milestone in his career and in the history of classical music by leading the premiere of the first symphony, Symphony No. 1 in C major, in Vienna, Austria. This event not only introduced Beethoven as a formidable composer, but also signaled the emergence of a new era in the symphonic genre, building upon the foundations laid by his predecessors, such as Haydn and Mozart. The symphony was premiered at the Burg Theater in Vienna as part of the benefit concert for Beethoven himself. The concert also included performances of his septet in E flat major and the piano concerto No. 1 in C major, with Beethoven as the soloist. Beethoven's first symphony is noted for its classical form and structure, adhering to the traditions of Haydn and Mozart, while also showcasing Beethoven's innovative spirit. On April 2nd, 1917, a pivotal moment in American history occurred when President Woodrow Wilson addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress to request a declaration of war against Germany, marking the United States' entry into World War I. This request came after a series of provocations and aggressive actions by Germany, including unrestricted submarine warfare and the interception of the Zimmermann telegraph, which had pushed the United States closer to involvement in the conflict that had engulfed Europe since 1914. The Zimmermann telegraph was discovered by British intelligence. The telegraph was sent by German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmermann to the German ambassador in Mexico, proposing a military alliance between Germany and Mexico against the United States if the U.S. were to enter the war. Wilson's request was met with broad support in Congress. On April 4, 1917, the U.S. Senate voted in favor of the war declaration, followed by the House of Representatives on April 6, 1917. President Wilson signed the Declaration of War on the same day, officially entering the United States into World War I. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.
Bye.